To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WIPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. U.S. Representative Gladys Nunes Spellman was a civic-minded Maryland school teacher and PTA advocate when she signed on to a reform slate running for the Prince George's County Commission in 1962. She became the first woman on the commission, and by 1966, she was running it. She would go on to dismantle the county's political machine. At first, Spellman was sure that any idea of hers would get trampled. She would pass her proposals along to her male colleagues and let them take the credit. However, one of them praised her for, quote, thinking like a man, end quote. At first, she thought it a compliment. Then she got angry. She said, well, I guess today was an off day for me. Tomorrow I'll be myself and do better, she told a biographer. She became notoriously vocal about her achievements, including the adoption of a home rule charter in 1970 and zoning reforms that led to more open space and senior centers. In 1974, spurred by the Watergate scandal, Spellman ran for Congress. When she was sworn in, men outnumbered women in that House by a margin of 20-1. Spellman was a tenacious advocate for her constituents, nearly 40% of whom were federal employees, the biggest percentage in the country, and largely in blue and pink collar positions. She featured one in each of her beautiful bureaucrat newsletter columns. She fought for cost of living raises and against making the civil service more vulnerable to political swings. Spellman was also a tireless campaigner. No crowd was too small, no cause too obscure, wrote the Washington Post. By 1980, Republicans considered her unbeatable. But 4 days before the general election, Spellman was judging a children's Halloween costume contest in Laurel when she collapsed from a heart attack. She won with 80% of the vote anyway, but she remained in a coma until her death 8 years later at age 70. 400 people attended her funeral, including the first-term Senator Barbara Mikulski, who remembered her as a big sister and mentor. Today, the memory of Gladys Nunes Spellman is kept alive by the Maryland stretch of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, named in her honor.